is The World Tonight. Good evening, I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. President Carter reached into city government today for his last two cabinet appointments and then went off to Camp David to relish the first pleased reaction. Mayor Kevin White of Boston said, for example, they're the best cabinet appointments in 20 years. Robert Pierpoint has the story.
With the appointments of two big city mayors, the president has now filled all five of his cabinet posts. This morning, Press Secretary Jody Powell announced that Mr. Carter has nominated Moon Landrieu, the former mayor of New Orleans, to be the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. Powell said the 49-year-old Landrieu enjoys a national reputation as a progressive mayor and strong administrator, as well as a respected and effective spokesman for local government. Later today, the White House announced that another of President Carter's early political supporters, Neil Goldschmidt, the current mayor of Portland, will take over the post of Secretary of Transportation. Goldschmidt is 39 years old, a lawyer who has enjoyed considerable success in Oregon in pushing for inner-city renewal in Portland and has also encouraged a highly rated mass transit busing system tying together the city and its suburbs. Presumably, President Carter, who has left for Camp David, can relax for a few days now since his cabinet shakeup is complete. Although changes at the White House and in lower-level political appointments may still take place, so not everyone in Washington is relaxing yet. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
More news after this.
America, the world is waiting.
Marketplaces, friendly faces, a treasure chest of life.
Your world is waiting, and Visa is there.
You're traveling, you're moving, you're taking more from life.
The world is rich with choices, awaiting your pleasure.
Little shops along the seacoast.
A city's bright boutiques.
Country auctions filled with bargains and rare antiques.
Rainy afternoons in bookstores.
Flea markets in the sun. Exploring and browsing just for fun.
In 120 countries, at over 2.5 million shops, hotels, restaurants, and airlines, Visa is there.
That come alive spirit, come on and share it. It's a world made for living, doing, sharing, going, giving with Visa.
For traveling, shopping, and cash, Visa is the most widely recognized name in the world. Visa, we're keeping up with you.
Energy Secretary Schlesinger said today that there's been a surprising increase in gasoline stocks, and things are looking up for August travelers. Jim McManus reports.
Secretary Schlesinger said the nation's short-term energy supply picture is improving. He said August gasoline supplies will be up to 96% of levels a year ago, and that home heating oil stocks will be sufficient for the coming winter. He said the temporary improvement should not slow the Congress in passing President Carter's latest energy proposals.
As the short-term problems ease, I think there may be some tendency to reduce the pressure with regard to our longer-term problems. That would be an error. The longer-term problems will be as severe or more severe than previously anticipated. And as a consequence, we should move ahead with the entire program.
Schlesinger declined to predict the nation's fuel supplies into the fourth quarter of this year, saying there are too many uncertainties involved. Jim McManus, CBS News, Washington.
They call it the Shetley Mobile. It's a Mercury Capri powered by a turbocharged four-cylinder diesel engine. And there was a big fanfare in Washington when developer Michael Shetley said that he could get 110 miles per gallon with it. The EPA did its standard tests on it, and everybody kept hoping this was the answer to the energy crisis. It isn't that, but it may help. Betty Ann Bowser reports.
The EPA test results show the Shetley car averaged 34 miles per gallon in the city, 52 miles per gallon on the highway, far below what inventor Shetley claimed the car could do. It also failed two pollution tests, so the EPA would not certify the car for commercial sale. Still, EPA spokesman said the car, dubbed the Shetley Mobile, has the potential to be the first American car able to compete with the high mileage foreign imports, provided its emission problems can be worked out. Shetley was supposed to be at the news conference at the EPA's Ann Arbor Laboratories today, but reportedly left town yesterday angry after he received the test results. In Daytona Beach, Florida, he told reporters the EPA tests were rigged and he said he could prove it. EPA spokesman in Ann Arbor deny Shetley's accusations and say they stand behind the accuracy of their tests. Betty Ann Bowser, CBS News, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
An energy report from Italy tonight. Premium gasoline has gone up 10%. It's now $3.06 a gallon, but apparently you can get all you want if you've got the money. More news when the World Tonight continues.
Help! Help!
It's hay fever.
And my pills are just antihistamine. Isn't there something better?
Don't give up. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM, allergy relief medicine, gives you full antihistamine relief for itching, dripping, sneezing, plus extra decongestant for freer breathing, clearer sinuses.
Better relief.
Better relief. Arm yourself with ARM.
ARM.
For occasional use, only as directed.
I took my pictures to Kmart.
Uh-oh, looks like they all came out black.
Every single one?
Yeah, but don't worry. At Kmart, you don't have to pay for them unless they come out just like you want them to.
Too bad, though. They were pictures of angels.
Angels?
Girl angels and cat angels and dog angels.
Why didn't you take any boy angels?
Oh, well, I never seen any boy angels.
Kmart is the saving place.
G. William Miller was back on Capitol Hill today, laying the groundwork for his confirmation as the new Secretary of the Treasury and assuring the Senate Finance Committee that he will not permit the U.S. dollar to sink any lower on world money markets. More from Barry Serafin.
Miller acknowledged that what he called a mild recession is underway, a recession likely to last until early next year. But he repeatedly insisted that inflation remains the real enemy. This is not the time, he said, for increased federal spending or a general across-the-board tax cut.
We must have the courage, the will, the determination to stick with our policies and not run for cover the first time we see a little flurry.
As it did during his confirmation for the Federal Reserve Board, the question came up today about allegations of millions of dollars in questionable payments in connection with overseas sales by the company Miller formerly headed, Textron Corporation. Miller said again today he did not know about or condone such practices. That question is not expected to prevent Miller from winning easy committee approval for the Treasury job sometime next week. Barry Serafin, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The Wall Street Report in a moment.
I'd compare my new Saxon 302 with anybody's compact copier.
How about my Xerox?
Well, I said anybody.
My new Xerox 2600 makes 12 beautiful copies a minute.
Well, my Saxon makes 15.
My Xerox holds 250 sheets of paper.
My Saxon holds 600 sheets, and it has two cassettes instead of one.
My Xerox has simple controls.
My Saxon 302 has new press tone controls, a self-diagnostic center, a microprocessor brain, automatic...
But what about my low price?
Sorry, my Saxon has a lower price.
That's a miracle.
Nope. It's a Saxon.
Saxon has a nationwide network of sales offices and dealers. For more information, just check the yellow pages for the one nearest you. Or call toll-free 800-228-2222.
Not much movement on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 840. No change there. The average price per share was up 4 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume 27.75 million shares. The average price was up 8 cents on the American Exchange in today's trading. Wall Street on this World Tonight.